being given a zeichel nishos shuv on the mabes was chosu for shlemon from simchon ships of rochel shmuel yosef ben hinafreda chosu for rochelim in eretz yisrael on the bottom of nun aleph from an aleph the last line omer rabbi shuv ben levi says hamoicher bayis lechaveiroi somebody sells a house to his friend kivin shemosa loy mafteach since he gives over the key to his friend kana the friend is kana friend the other person is kana the lekeach is kind of the house.
Once he hands over
the key, this is coming off the last statement, which we said that when a person is moicher a bar to his friend, when as soon as he gives over the cover to the bar, he is koineh. And we said that what was that meant? That meant it means that if he said lechazeku kniyod mekachal kinyan chazaka to it. Now we said a moicher bayis a chaveri giving over the keys is koineh. Hey chidami, what's the case? Ibekaspa, if I sell it with kesef, so look me bekaspa. Let the guy, the lekech, be koinir al yidei kaspa. Ibechazaka, and if he was koinir with chazaka, look me bechazaka. Then let him be koinir with kinyi chazaka. What is the keys? What is giving over the keys? It's not a kinyi chazaka to the house. So when it says lo ilim bechazaka, really we're talking about a case where he's being koinir with kinyi chazaka. In order for the kinyan chazaka to work, you have to say to him, lechazeku kni, the moicher has to say, go be coin to do kinyan chazaka and be coin in the house. V'kivin shemosa le'mafteach, since he gave over the keys, k'manda amar lechazeku kni, dami, it's as if he said to him, go do your kinyan chazaka. Amar Rishlakish says, Mishum Rabbi Yana, moicher edel chaveiroi, somebody who sells a flock of sheep to his friend, or a flock of goats to his friend, since he gave over the mashkuches to him, kana, we'll see exactly what the mashkuches is, kana, he is now kana the entire flock. Heichidam, what's the case? Ibe mashicha, if he's being kana these behemoths with mashicha, so look, nibe mashicha, don't go do a kenya mashicha. What is giving all the mashkuches are going to help? You have to do mashicha to each one of them. Ibe mesira, if it's giving over the reins, right? You hand over the reins, now you show that you have control of it, looking at me mesira, so then let it be done. Ayde kinyan mesira. What's the mishkuchas? The Gemara says lo ilam mishicha. Really, he's doing kinyan mishicha here. Uboy lememele, and he has to say to him. The moicher has to say to the lekeach, lech mishoich lekani go do kinyan mishicha. The kivin the masal lo mishkuchas, since he gave over the mishkuchas, kiman the armele mishoich lekni dami. It's as if he said to him, go. So if he said to him, go do your kinyan mashicha on these behemoths. Dabi. Why mishkuchis? What exactly is this mishkuchis? Hachi, targumai karkashta. Here we translate it as the bell that's used in order to get the behemoths to move. Like you have in the old movies, and the mother would stand at the entrance to the house of the farm and ring the bell, and all the kids would come in. So yeah, you have a bell that would cause the behemoths to move. Rabbi Yaakov says, "Iza da azla bereish adre." It's the goat that goes in the front of the flock. When he goes, they all follow. Right, nowadays it's a dog. The sheep dog.
Yeah,
it hurts the shepherd. It hurts the sheep to get it where it wants it to go. Yeah. Kedidorish ahu galilah aleid Rav Chista, like this person from Galil darshan before Rav Chista. Kadrogiz raya al onya, when the shepherd gets angry on the flock, Ovid lenagdos musa, he makes the leader blind. So a euphemism for when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry at Klal Yisrael. So he gives them leaders that will lead them astray, lead them in not in good ways. Will lead them to good, lead them to bad. He'll lead them in things that won't benefit them. And Peronius will come al yudeim. Same thing. You have a flock of if you have the blind sheepdog in the front. So he's going to run. He's going to fall into the. He's going to run off a cliff. And then all the sheep are going to follow like lemmings right off the cliff. When I learned this, I pictured. Remember the lemmings game?
Cartoons that you had.
No, remember the lemmings game?
Yeah.
That's what I picture. just the first guy goes and they just all follow. One after the other. Yeah, little splat.
Oh, yeah?
I'm sure. There's a lot of cartoons on this one.
I was just laughing.
But yesterday we had Roadrunner going off the edge of the cliff.
Yeah.
And dropping Wile E. Coyote and dropping straight down. Yeah. All right. Zok the Mishnah. Kiseyu harishon uba hashenu matzu megulav lo kiseyu hasheni chayev. You have a bar shel shnei shotvin. The first guy covers it, and the second guy comes by and finds it uncovered and doesn't cover it. The second guy is covered.
Is chayev.
I said covered. Yes. Is chayev. I meant chayev.
Right.
It is not covered. It is not covered for damages. He will have to pay. Kiseu karoi, if he covers it properly, the proper covering, v'nafal asoichai shor chamar umes, and a shor or a chamar falls into the pit, and potter, he's potter, because he did what he was supposed to. Like kiseu karoi, if he doesn't cover it like he's supposed to, v'nafal asoichai shor chamar umes, chayiv, and then a shor or chamar falls into it, and he's chayiv. Nafal ufanav mikol akriya, he falls in front of him from the sound of the digging, chayiv, he's chayiv. Here we're talking about a case where there is a third party who went in and started digging out the bar even more, making it widening it and doing things to the bar. We'll see in the Gemara, on the Gimel, why is chayiv, who's chayiv, etc. La'acharav, if he falls backwards, mikol akriya, from the sound of the digging, potter, he is potter. Nafal asoichai shor v'kelav, he falls into the bar, the shor and his kelim, the nishtabru, and the kelim break. The shor is fine, but the kelim break. Or chamor v'kelav, the chamor falls in with its kelim, v'niskaru, and they get torn. Chayiv is chayiv. Now, on a shor, the reason why I use the lashon of shmira is because a shor has a plow, it has a yoke, it has things that will break. Versus a chamor, what do they cover a chamor with? They put cloths and mats and saddles on top of them, in order for it to be able to carry large amounts of weight on it, packages. But those kalim have a lushan of tearing. A mat tears. A mat doesn't break. A mat tears. That's why it's just a lushan of kriya versus a lushan of shvira. So then the din is, chayv ala behemah, you're chayv if the behemah gets damaged, u'pater ala kelim, and you pater on the kelim. The reason is because we darshan shor v'lai adam chamar v'lai kelim. Nafal asoche shor cheresh shoyte v'katan, if a shor cheresh shoyte v'katan falls into the pit, we'll see exactly what this means, shor cheresh shoyte v'katan, whether it's the shor is, or whether it's talking about shor omba. Chayiv, you're chayiv. Ben oy bas, eved oy ama, potter, if it's a ben or a bas, eved oy ama, it will be potter. In these cases, the chiddush here is that even though it's a small child and doesn't know to protect itself from the bar, to avoid the bar, a two-year-old doesn't know not to walk off the edge of a bar, walk in, fall into a bar. So you think, maybe you'll be chayiv. Kamash Malon, the Mishnah is telling us, no, you're potter, because the din is shor v'lo yadam. Includes any type of other, any age other. Okay, Zaktu. The Rishon ad Emas Miftar. The first guy, until what point is he putter when he covered a karoi, and now it got uncovered? Remember, it's a bar shel shnei shutfin. He left it, he covered it, he left it for guy number two to go use. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
At what point does it become that it's his bar again too, that he has to cover it and he has chiv on it? Amar Rav says, B'chideisha yoida. Enough time that the first guy can come and see that it's uncovered, and now they both have knowledge it's uncovered, they both have to cover it. Shmuel says, B'chidei sheyidiyu, they have time for somebody to let him know. The person goes and tells him, hey, by the way, the bar is uncovered. Maybe it's a little bit longer, you have somebody to go find him versus this guy coming there.
How do you determine what that time is? It's so arbitrary.
I don't know.
Meaning?
You're right. I don't know. Let's take today, for example.
Yeah.
If I don't go there, I'm
not going to know.
Really?
If somebody sees, pick up the phone and call you. You're right.
I take a picture and send it to you. It's almost instantly.
I'm talking about now. I'm talking about then.
No, but then, okay, so let's say it's 10 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour.
It just seems very arbitrary.
No, it does seem, I know, I don't know, I don't know. I don't know how you can
determine
the exact amount of time. But
because the second guy will always say, well, there was enough time that you should have known. I shouldn't be chayav.
Maybe, unless the guy lives in the other city, and then you know that, listen, it's going to take too long, right? Obviously, it's going to be, the problem is it's open for interpretation. He's always open for interpretation. Right. Well, Rabbi Yochanan says, B'chtei sheyidu v'yizkor poyelim v'yichris arozim v'yichasenu. Until somebody can be maidia him, and he can hire workers to go cut down a tree, form the cover, and cover it. The Rambam's gears is b'chitsh yoda, he knows, and then has time to hire people to go ahead and cover it. I don't know which one is, what's longer. I mean, clearly Shmuel's is not the longest. The question is Rav longer than Rabbi Yochanan or not? Rav says he needs enough time to have actual knowledge. Chedesh yada. I don't know how long it will take to get actual knowledge. I don't know how you could you could determine that. Toisus is lashon is shakol yotza shabar megula. Goes out. Rumors spread that the bar is megula. Right, the news spreads throughout town and it's covered. And Shmuel, right? And then Shmuel's learning that it's Shmi Ba'alma, right, is not enough, but it has to be that he actually knows in his actual knowledge. And Rabbi Yochanan says you have to give him actual knowledge plus enough time to actually cover it. Now the second guy, what's the deal with the second guy? How come he doesn't get the same amount of time? Because the second guy actually had knowledge of it being uncovered. So when the second guy has knowledge of it actually being uncovered, he has a chiv to go ahead and get shomrim to watch the bar to make sure nobody falls in while he goes ahead and does what he needs to do to cover it. Well, that's the difference between the first guy and the second guy. Okay. Kiso keroi v'nafal asoichi shorei chamor meis pater. He said if he covered it properly, and then a shor or chamor falls into it, then he's going to be potter because he did what he was supposed to. I have a little mevad. Right? Gemara, kivin de kiso, karoi, heichi nafal. Very simple question. If he covered it properly, he put a steel plate on top of it, how on earth did the shor or chamor fall into it? Gemara says, Amar Yitzchak, Bar Bachana said, Shasliya mitoichai, it wore out or it degraded from the inside. Right? So the outside it looks nice and sturdy. And on the inside, in the meantime, on the inside it was rusting away. That as soon as the shor stepped on the outside, it was a lot thinner the plate than when it was put down. And now it snapped in half. And the shor fell into it. Ibayilu. Who wants to know like this? You put a cover that could handle the weight of a shor. But it can't handle the weight of a gamal. Va'asu gamalim, and camels came. Var'ua, and they weakened it, because they walked on it without breaking it. Then va'asu shvarim v'naflube, and then oxen came and fell in. So mai, what's the din? Amri. We said, what exactly is the case? Before we say what the din is, first let's understand the case. If it's a place where camels always go by, then Pesheahu. You didn't cover it karoi, so you were Pesheya. So the fact that it was weakened, you should have expected it to get weakened by the camels. And now that it snapped in half when the shvarim went on, that was expected. So you should be chayv, you're Pesheya. But if camels never come by here, so then, honestly, you're an Inus. Why? Because you covered it for what was normal to go by here. Camels never come by, so why should I have to put a sturdier cover on it if it's something that never happens? So then he's an Inus, and he'd be Potter. It says, like Tzvicha, you need it to Asu Leprakim. Camels come sometimes. Me, Amrin, and do we say, Kivin the Asin Leprakim Pesheu, since they come at times, so you had to anticipate that. You had to cover for it in case they would come and weaken it. and you didn't, you're Pashay, you're Chayev. Pashay, who do you buy Leila Tzuke Etaita? You have to think about the camels coming. Oidom, or do we say, given the Hashdom, Yaslakal Anus? Do we say, no, Lamaisa, right now there were no camels, there were only oxen. So he covered it for oxen, so he's fine. Mer says, so that's Mer's Kasha, okay? Toshima, I'll try to bring a Raya from Mishnah. Kiso Kuro, he covered it like it should be. Vinafal Asoche Sharechemar, and then a Sharechemar falls in, Umeis, and he dies, Potter, he's Potter. Echidami, what's the case of our Mishnah? Elaim a Kuroi, Lashvar, Makuroi, Lagamalim, if you tell me he did it completely sturdily for oxen, and he did it sturdily, he did a good sturdy cover for camels, so Echidnafal, how did it fall in? The Gemara at this point, for some reason, disregarded Rabbi Rechana's teretz, because that's what the Gemara is going to answer. So we have to say that the Machshon asked this separately before Rabbi Rechana gave his teretz. Otherwise, the Gemara doesn't make sense. Okay, so Eichin Afi, how did it fall in? Elulav, it must be, what does it mean? It was Karoi Lishvarim. He built it to cover, he covered it with something that can handle oxen. But not strong enough for camels. So Gemara asks, 1 second. My potter. If it's common for gemalim to come by, why is he potter? Pasheah, he's a potter. Pasheah. But if the gemalim never come by, pshita. Anasu, he's pasha that he's an oinus. Elalav must be, our mission is talking about, the asian leprakim. The camels come sometimes. Vasu gamalim, gamalim came, varua, and weakened it. Vasu shvarim, and then shvarim, oxen came. Vinaflube, and they fell in it. Ukitani potter, and we learned that he's potter. Amo kivin, the hashta leka aina, so since we see, amo kivin, the hashta leka anasu. What do we see? We see from our Mishnah, since they are not here now, so they're going to be, the person's going to be considered an anasu. You don't have to think about, oh, down the line, the camels are going to come and weaken it because camels come by once a week. And Rav says, no. Laila Amri, I'll tell you like this. Lai, no. Don't learn the mission that way. Lailam Karayi Lishvarim Karayi Lagamalim. When it said Karayi, means I did a nice sturdy one that can handle any animal, whether it's a camel or an ox. V'dikokasha Lachechi Nafal, you can ask how he fell. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Barchana, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Barchana says, where it degraded from the inside. Okay, good. Okay, so we don't have a raya from the first case of the Mishnah. The second case of the Mishnah was the flip side. Tashima, he didn't cover it properly, and then a shor chamor falls in and dies. He's chayiv. Echidami, what's the case? If you're going to tell me he wasn't sturdy, a cover that wasn't sturdy, not for oxen, not for camels, so pshita, that's pashut. Of course you're chayiv. Why? You didn't cover it. You need to tell me that you're chayiv. Elolav must be, what does it mean? It meant that he did it, that it could handle oxen walking over it, but not camels. So hechidami, what was the case? If you have camels all the time, so then he's a pesheah. If camels never come by, then anasu, he's an oinus. Right? He didn't have to take into account camels. Elolav, so must be, what's the case talking about? Dasin leprakim. Camels come by sometimes. Vasu gamalim varua. The gamalim came and weakened it. Vasu shvarim and aflubei. And then the oxen came and fell in it. Ukutani chayiv. You learned to chayiv. Alma. One second. Alma. Kivin dasin leprakim. Pesheu, since they come by sometimes, he's considered a Pesheu for not considering it when he covered it, that camels were going to come by, and therefore he will be Chayev.
Even if you didn't consider the camels coming through, in that case, the camel didn't fall, so you wouldn't be Chayev on the camel.
You wouldn't be Chayev on the camel, right. You'd be Chayev on the oxen after.
But you should be Chayev on the ox anyway.
Why?
Because it's your job to make sure you have a sturdy thing.
So I built a sturdy cover. You know what I built it for?
Camels.
Oxen. Cows. Yeah, that's oxen fine. And cows. And they'll never fall in. If the only thing that ever steps on this is a cow, nothing will happen. Is that not covering it well? If camels never come by, if camels will never come by, and I covered it for oxen, would that not be considered covering it well? It would be. It's only because there's sometimes that camels will come by, and I put a weaker cover. I turn to my contractor and say, look, we get a hurricane once every 10 years. I don't want to think about it. Put down a roof that can last five only and can only withstand 20 mile an hour wind gusts. If a 50 mile an hour wind gust comes by, I don't care. It never happens. And then it happens. I can't go back to my contractor and be like, why'd you do that, right? You thought about it. You understood you had to think about that. But if you live in a place where there are never hurricanes and you put down something that's always calm there, winds never get over 20, never ever, and now all of a sudden a wind came by and blew it off, you'd be like, wait a second, what happened? Must be you did less. Unless we determine that there was one time a stronger wind and now a weaker wind was able to take it off, right? But the point is, you have to consider what's going to happen here. If it's something that never ever happens, you don't have to take it into account. If it's something that always happens, you certainly have to take it into account. The question is, what if it's sometimes something that only sometimes happens? Do I have to take it into account when I'm covering it or not? So now we wanted to say from the second case of the Mishnah that you see that you have to take it into account because we're dealing with a case that gemalim sometimes come by and therefore they weakened it and that's why you're chayv when the shor falls in, even though you covered it with something that could have withstood the weight of the shor. So the Gemara says, we're going to go with the Bach's Gersa. La'ilam lo'karoy l'shvarim v'lo'karoy l'gemalim. Really, we're talking about a case where he didn't cover it, not well, wasn't covered, not for shvarim, and it was not covered for camels. Udiko kashalach. And you're going to ask, b'she'ahu, then he's a b'she'ah. I did the nasav reisha kiso karo. Nasav sefer nami lo kiso karo. So because we started off in the reisha, that you covered it properly, and therefore you're pater. So then we said, in the Seifa, you didn't cover it properly, you're going to be chayiv. Obviously, you're going to be chayiv. But it's only Agav the Reisha that we brought it.
Is this the same idea like Ruach Metzuya and Ruach Shena Metzuya?
In a way. Okay. Yeah. Ikka da'amri, there are those who say, Hanami vade lo yibani lo, and this is not a question to us. The kivan da'asi and the prakim, since they come by sometimes. Pashaya, who is a pasha, the yibani lo asuke adaitai, because he should have thought about it. And therefore, he would have had to cover for it. Ki yibaylan, what was our question? Hachi. Ki yibaylan, hachi hudi yibaylan. When we had a question, this was the question. Ki seyu kisoy kisha yachal lamay b'fnei shvarim, ve'ina yachal lamay b'fnei gemalim. Ushchichi gemalim, ve'hisliya mitoichem. We're talking about a case where he covered it for something that can handle shvarim. But it could not handle gemalim. And gemalim normally come by here. But then, gemalim didn't come by. And what happened? It degraded from the inside. And now Shar walked on it and it broke. Mahu, what's the din? Mi amrinu, do we say? Migu de have a peshe, it's al gemalim have a peshe, nami linyan asla. Since he was already a peshe, legabe camels, so he's a peshe also, legabe the fact that it degraded. Oidama, do we say, lo yamrinu migu? We don't say such a migu. What is one, the fact that he was a peshe, legabe the gemalim, have anything to do with the fact that it degraded on its own? Toshima, try to bring a riot from a mission, it's going to be the same back and forth, basically. Toshima, kisol karov anafelusoich sharei chamor umeis potter. I covered it properly, and then a sharei chamor falls in on potter. Vint maralom. We learned on this on Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Bachana. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Bachana said, "What was the case? It went ahead and degraded on its own from the inside, right? So you didn't know about it. So echidami. What's the case? Ilei makaroyi lishvar makaroyi legemalim vesliyim mitoichay. We're talking about a case where it was covered properly for cows and camels, and it went ahead, and then it degraded on the inside. Of course, it's potter. Pashut mitachshita the potter. Of course, he's potter. We understand he's potter. Why? The ma'avi leil mevad. What was he supposed to do? Elolav must be karoy l'shvarim v'lo karoy l'gemalim. That he did it properly for shvarim, but not for camels. Ushchichi gemalim, and camels normally come by. V'sliyam mitachay, and it then degraded from the inside. Uketani potter, and we learned that he potter. Alma, what do we see? We see that we don't say since you were a peshel gabevi camels, you're peshel nami legabe the fact that it degraded on its own. Gemara says, not like that. The Mishnah is talking about a case where it's roi for camels and for shvarim. And then it went ahead and degraded on the inside. You're going to say to me, well, once it degraded, what was he supposed to do? I might have thought you always had to go ahead and test it. Bang on it, stamp on it, make sure it doesn't crack, make sure that it's still sturdy. You're not going to do that. You don't have to go ahead and prep and consider the fact that it might degrade on its own from the inside. Toshima, from the safe of the Mishnah, let's try to bring the riot. Like Yisrael Kuro, you didn't cover it properly. Enough will say Kishar Kamar Mes, Chayiv. And then a Shor Kamar fell in, you're Chayiv. So Echidami, what's the case? Ilema like Kuro, Lishram, like Kuro, Ligamalim, you didn't cover it for oxen, and you didn't cover it properly for camels. Strichel Memer to Chayiv. You need to go ahead and tell me you're Chayiv, that's Pasha, you're Chayiv. Elolav, what does it mean? Kuro, Lishram, like Kuro, Ligamalim. You covered it properly for oxen, but not properly for camels. Yiddish Kiki Gamalim Pasheu. And if Gamalim normally come by, you're a Pesheah. Vidaloshchichi Gamalim never come by, Anusu, then you're an Inus. So then, what's the Chiddush there? The Gemara says, Elolav, what's the case? The Shchichi Gamalim, we're talking about a case where it's common for camels to come by. V'eshliya Matochei, but then it went ahead and degraded on from the inside on its own. V'ketani Chayev, Yilem Yichayev. Amma, what do we see? Amrinu Migadu Avipesheah, Lin Yigamalim Avipesheah, the Inyan Hasla. So what do we see? We see that once you're a Pesheah, legabe the camels, we consider you a Pesheah also, legabe the fact that it degraded on its own. Amri, Umar says, like, that's not what we'll say. We're talking about a case, again, with the Gersa of Nevach. Loikaroi lishvarim, v'loikaroi ligamalim. It's not fit for that way, for it was not fit, not for oxen and not for camels. Ushchichi gamalim, and gamalim do normally come by. Vasu Gamalim, and the Gamalim came by, there are Eyu, and they weakened it. Vasu Shvarim, and then Shvarim came by, Venaflu Bay, and fell on it. So Gemara asks, Udika Kashalok, you're going to say, Pshita, that's Pashit, Pashaya, who is a Pashaya in such a case? I did the Nasav Resha Kisau Karo, Nasav Sefer Nami Loi Kisau Karo. Since in the Resha we said it was Kisau Karo, therefore we said the Sefer of where he did not cover it properly, but the chiddush is it. We brought the sefer agav the resha. Tashima, nafal asoichay shor chirish v'katan. The shor v'chirish shayt v'katan. The suma mahalich balayla or is a suma. It's a blind one. Here we're talking about the shor is a shor chirish, a shor shayta or a shor katan, or it's blind or mahalich balayla. It's going at night. Chayiv your chayiv. Pikeach mahalich bayoyim potter. But it's if a shor pikeach and it falls in it by day, then you're potter. Why? You have to, it should have known to avoid it. And say, why should we say that? Since you were a Pesheah, why? Because you didn't cover it properly. Then you're a Pesheah also. So what do you see from this? The fact is that we do not carry over just because you're a Pesheah for one side. For one thing, you're going to be considered a Pesheah. For the other thing, you will not be considered a Pesheah because of the Pesheah of one for the Pesheah of something else that you're not a Pesheah to.